I'll start with a question I like because it hits a lot of the points that I made in my presentation yesterday on Medicaid-friendly estate planning. Husband is community spouse and wife is institutionalized spouse on Medicaid in a nursing home. The spousal protected resource allowance allows husband to keep $100,000. Husband now has cancer and may need Medicaid in a nursing home also. First question, does it matter if his Medicaid application is before or after the wife's first annual review? And the answer to that is no. Once the community spouse is admitted to the nursing home, spousal impoverishment rules no longer apply. Since both spouses are in a nursing home, regardless of whether it's the same nursing home or not, you no longer have a community spouse and an institutionalized spouse. You have two people who, in the eyes of Medicaid, are no longer married because they're not in the same household, quote unquote. Each of them has a $2,000 asset limit, and each of them has a $60 a month personal needs allowance and has to pay the rest of their income, other than medical expenses, to the nursing home. Next question. Husband can spend down on home maintenance, attorney fees, and funeral contracts. Should he do so, should he spend down after filing the Medicaid application? Answer, no. The application must show the spend down. If you file the application before you've spent down, it's just going to be denied. So no point in filing an application before you've spent down. Next question. Can the husband's will and payable on death accounts make the couple's children sole beneficiaries of the $100,000?